Currently 50 degrees in Bedford, 52 in Lynchburg, 48 on the south side, 52 in Roanoke and Salem, and 48 in Appomattox.
7:06, it's hump day. I won't play the bit.
Thank you.
I did it early.
Right.
If you missed it earlier, you just have to go to the Morning Jam SoundCloud page by typing in The Morning Jam on VTRN. That first segment is powerful segment.
You love that camel.
I love the camel. And we have a lot of fun things like this day in history, celebrity birthdays, and you never know where that's going to go. Of course, our Mind Jam trivia, and it all begins with Janet's thought of the day, which usually helps reset us because we get off a little bit even in the beginning because we have that first little news clip that we play to get into the show, and we'll comment on that. And Janet's thought of the day always reels us back in to something pleasant.
Usually.
And then we go to crazy Mind Jam trivias sometimes. And like today, you know, which mammal stands up, does a handstand and marks his territory?
It was a panda.
Yeah. I thought it was a...
Yeah.
But I guess really, in all reality, how would a seal do a handstand?
I think they do, because they're trained seals. And I think they do things like that.
Yeah.
And they can play musical instruments and all kinds of things.
Yeah. I remember some of the fun shows at SeaWorld back in the day because I was from Florida.
Right.
Go over to Orlando. And I have a quick story before we get to Alan. My son, Philip, who's now, he's up in age now and lives in Iowa. And you'll hear me refer to him. He was only 6 years old. And the particular show that, because it had rained, not a lot of people showed up for the first show after 2 o'clock for Shamu the Whale. Well, they're out there testing, doing their run through. Mm-hmm. So we were there for the run through.
Oh, okay.
And Philip was down along the edge, and it has, it's 6-inch thick glass. So you can be literally right next to the whale.
Sure.
And the whale was jumping, and the first 3 or 4 rows were the splash rows. You had to be willing to get wet if you were going to sit there.
Right.
Okay. So Philip was running down, and they were doing the run through. And literally the whale was right next to Phil, and he came down in the water, right next to where he was standing.
Uh-huh.
He was terrified.
Oh, no.
Number one, he got drenched, and that was shocking for him, but he was that close to the whale.
And they're so big.
And
yeah.
he was screaming.
Oh, no.
And there was only maybe 10, 15 of us.
Bad dad award.
Oh, gosh.
Were you not standing there with him?
No, we just he was wandering.
And Bad dad award.
Philip could motor. Well, there was only 10 or 15 people. So we were talking, me and the wife, and he was down there. And just
next to a killer whale. Whatever.
And the killer whale came by and almost, totally drenched him.
Look, we all have those stories, so you're alone.
Yeah,
you are not alone. So
anyway.
Let's go to the phones. We've had Alan holding on the line this morning.
He's been patiently waiting. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, maybe you can play some David Bowie today. That would be cool.
It's Motown Wednesday. David wasn't part of Motown Wednesday.
There you go. That's good, too. Yeah, I like that, too. But, I just wanted to say, a trained seal would probably be better than Joe Biden. But anyway.
You're probably
for
right
sure.
there.
But he could probably do a better job. But I was just going to say, Janet, that story, I think you were talking about the Facebook fact checkers fact checking you the other day with that ant story.
There's just a lot of stories disappearing. Yeah.
Well, my mom shared a post yesterday where she gardens and does a lot of gardening. Well, she used that Dawn dishwashing detergent and vinegar thing, and it killed her weeds. And she took a picture and put it on Facebook and was talking about had killed her weeds, and it worked. And then Facebook come back and fact-checked her and put a little thing on it saying that was false information.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I couldn't believe that.
They're fact-checking gardening.
She was so mad.
That is ridiculous.
She actually had a picture of it where it killed the weeds around her garden. And Facebook said their fact-checkers were saying that was false information and couldn't be used on Facebook. Is this getting stupid or what?
Yeah, it's getting pretty stupid for sure.
Where do they get the fact checkers? I have a friend of mine. She's actually college educated and very smart. Well, she was making she was an idiot, and she signed up for a fact checking site. I think it was it might have been Snopes or something. But
yeah.
She signed up for it, and she was making she was an idiot and dummy, and gave a bad resume and stuff, and they were like, yeah, we'll take you. And she made a joke out of it and put it on TikTok, and it was pretty funny. But
it's very interesting what they prioritize as being important. But I don't know why we're surprised by that.
Well, then you got CNN getting called by Project Veritas. I don't know if y'all have had that on air, where they were saying, yeah, we made up lies about Trump so we could get him out of office. Well,
we all knew that was going on too, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but I mean, at least they're admitting it now.
Right.
But what kind of news channel is that that says that they tell lies?
Well, it's not a news channel. Yeah.
Instead of news.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. Thanks for calling in,
hey,
Alan.
You guys have a good day.
You too, bud. Thanks for that information on that.
So yesterday, mm-hmm. we were talking about, how ridiculous the news coverage is of President Biden and Vice President Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, if you Googled Kamala Harris, mm-hmm. the number one story was Vice President Harris is making her mark on the Washington area crochet scene. That was the number one. The entire world is burning.
Right.
And the number one story about our vice president, who's supposed to be dealing with a border crisis,
right.
is about her crocheting habits and how it's rocking the knitting world. In Washington. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right.
So I went back and I checked.
Right, to see what the top story is today.
Today, the hard-hitting story on our vice president is the second couple settles in after a stressful start to their life in Washington.
You're kidding.
That's the number one. The number two is the Washington area crochet scene rocked by Vice President Harris.
Knitting in the USA.
Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
We got another call?
Yeah, we got another call.
Get Salty.
Hey, Salty.
Good morning, Salty.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. You had quite a show there yesterday, Janet.
We did. It's funny what you end up talking about, isn't it?
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, my gosh.
Crochet.
I gotta find a man to chase.
No, you mean a man to chase?
A man to chase.
That's right. That's what it said, a man to chase.
It sounds like you're saying you're chasing a man.
I think that's what he's saying, a man to chase.
That's right. He's the one who wears that AR-15, right, in the red dress or red shorts or something.
Oh, you like that photo, huh?
I bet you he does.
Oh, Miss Sandy made me take that one down, Janet. I had that down in my man cave.
Mark, do you have that in your garage?
No, but I'd like to see Salty's man cave.
Yeah, you boys better be careful.
I can tell you what, Mark, if you need, I had multiple copies because Miss Salty kept taking it down. I had 20 of them printed up down there at the print shop.
Sounds like Salty might be a little obsessed. Got a thing going for a man to chase.
So you've got a little crush on
her. I'm not obsessed with her. I just want to see her win.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
is the female. She said she's the female Trump with heels on, and she wants to win.
Well, that's true. That's what she says. She's a spitfire.
Win, win, win.
Oh, she's a spitfire. I don't know if I can handle that much power, Janet.
That's true. Better be careful.
She might need to put a restraining order out on
Salty. But that's not why I called.
No, okay.
Why did you call Salty?
Well, I called in about the vice president, Mark.
Ah, okay. Kamala.
Well, y'all been talking about the vice president. You know, I thought Biden appointed her to take care of the border. Am I right on that, Janet?
Well, he did appoint her to handle the border crisis, but so far it's been many weeks, and she has not gone to the border. She has, however, rocked the crocheting world, apparently, in Washington.
She's been rocking the crochet, but not the border, Salty.
Well,
she was appointed 3 weeks ago by El Presidente Biden.
Well, that's right. She was appointed 3 weeks ago. That's right, Mark. And to go to Janet's point, no pun intended, because you need a pointed object to do the crochet.
But no, that you need to be careful how you say that. Crochet.
Crochet.
Okay.
That's right.
Just let it ride, Jane.
Crochet.
Oh, Lord.
But, you know, and that thing got legs on it there, Jen, and I'm not talking about the vice president. That whole Crochet thing caught on yesterday with you and Mark.
Yeah, we had listeners. They were wanting us to do a whole album of Crochet songs for Kamala.
I'm ready. I wanted to lay the tracks down yesterday, but we ran out of time.
Well, you know, I like that idea. I think we should take Kevin's idea because he's talking about Willie Nelson yesterday, and we could just do a bunch of Willie Nelson tunes, like Blue Eyes Crying in the Crochet.
Okay. All right.
And then I got this other one, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Crochet.
Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Crocheters.
That's right.
Okay.
But my favorite is, I used to sing this one to Miss Salty.
Okay.
When he hooked up with that old boy, Julio Iglesias.
Julio Iglesias, yeah.
You know, that Hispanic fella.
Right.
You know, the one all the women does swoon over.
Oh, yeah.
And, for all the girls, how did it go? For all the girls I loved before, who crocheted in and out my door.
Wow.
What do you think, Mark?
I'm thinking with the proper editing, we could do something with it. But Salty, you should probably stick with what you're good at, which I'm not sure what that is.
What do you mean stick to what I'm good at? Salty ain't figured that out after all this time, that's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll have to add that one to the mix, Salty. How about that?
Well, all I know is we got to do something down at the border. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do.
Yep.
Saying old Kamala, she ain't even been down there yet, Janet. You know, she's about as useful as a steering wheel on a mule.
Well.
Now, that's a new one.
That's true.
I've not heard.
That is true. And, hey, we've got a story that you're going to want to listen for, Salty, because now President Biden is offering government workers 4 months paid leave if they'll take in some of these immigrant children. How about that?
To try to illegals to immigrants.
To try to fix this mess he's made, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
As if the government's not running bad enough already.
Is it too early to drink?
Well, after we get through with this story, we might be joining you. I don't know.
Well, I gotta get out of here. I'm still chasing Amanda.
Amanda Chase. I gotcha.
Oh, that's right. I can't drink yet because I got stopped this weekend.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Had you been drinking?
He wanted me to do the breathalyzer.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he said, before I give you the breathalyzer there, Mr. Henderson, I want you to say the alphabet starting with M.
Okay.
And I said, Malphabet.
Oh.
And sure enough, he made me take the breathalyzer after that, Janet.
Oh, well, I don't think that's exactly what he meant, but I guess technically you did what he said.
Well, that's what I do. I listen. I'm a literal person.
You are. You are a literal person. You have a great day, Salty.
Go, literally.
Good to see y'all.
All right, bye. Malphabet. That's a good one.
See ya, Salty. I'm gonna take you by surprise.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm speaking with local attorney Randy Trost. Randy, can you give us a quick checklist of what to do immediately after you find yourself in an auto accident?
Number one, you want to stay at the scene. And many times people will say, hey, you know what? It's a minor fender bender. I may be banged up and I'm okay. Stay at the scene. Give any authorities that show up at the scene your perspective, your point of view as to what happened. You don't want to leave the scene and the next thing you know, you're the one being blamed for a wreck that wasn't your fault. And of course, you don't want to be charged with leaving the scene of a collision. Check on yourself. Check on the passengers. Make sure everybody everybody's okay. Stabilize these people. If they're hurt with their neck or a back injury, please don't move them. Then call the police. Many times people will think, oh, I don't need to call the police. It wasn't a big deal, or it happened on private property. The police will make sure that you're able to get proper information from everybody that was involved in the wreck. Sometimes I'll have people come into my office and they didn't call the police. They said, hey, I have this name and this information on the back of an envelope. They didn't get a license plate number, or they didn't get a picture or see anybody's ID, and it's not the right person. Exchange information with all the people involved in the wreck. And when you exchange information, you don't want to be pushy, but ask to see a registration of the vehicle. Ask to see a driver's license. Take a picture of the person. Take a picture of the driver's licenses. Take pictures of the collision scene. You have it right there on your phone, ready to go, ready to give to authorities and help you as you go forward. Definitely get their name, their address, telephone number, things of that nature from any witnesses. Once you've kind of secured the scene, if it's necessary to have ambulance EMT on the scene, please get checked out by them. That's important. And get the necessary medical care you may need.
If people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to go about it?
Go to our website, trostlaw.com, 434-528-4222. Mobile app, you can download it from the app stores, Randall Trost. It's used by our clients to help keep us updated about their condition. It also has a very easy to follow checklist if you've been involved in a car wreck.
Randy, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
The OJs, it's 722, celebrating Motown's creation on this day. Barry Gordy. 1960.
Yeah. Changed music forever.
Yeah.
For sure.
And we played the money song for...
for a reason.
For a reason, yeah.
Because, hey, President Biden's tossing out a lot of money, trying to throw some money at this hot mess going on at our border.
Yeah.
The Biden administration has offered thousands of federal employees 4 months paid leave if they'll volunteer to help care for migrant children who have crossed the U.S.-Mexican border illegally. They emailed the federal workers asking for help with unaccompanied alien children, this according to the New York Times.
Right.
The desperate plea landed in email boxes of employees in government agencies like the Department of Homeland Security and NASA.
Wow.
Will you consider taking a four-month paid leave from your job to help care for migrant children in government-run shelters packed with new arrivals at the border?
Good night.
The request to much of the federal workforce came from the Department of Health and Human Services, which is at the heart of this hot mess.
Right.
That was created by the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. Just to try to keep up with this huge surge of young people.
Jeez.
Crossing into the southwestern border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said on Sunday on Fox News he thinks that the number of illegal immigrants is going to be far higher than the 35,000 that the Biden administration estimates that will be in custody by June. We've already surpassed that number.
That is so bogus.
I mean, we passed that number
a long time ago. Sure.
Abbott blamed the Biden administration for the border crisis, noting that Texas child welfare agencies have received complaints about sexual abuse. We've talked about that.
Sure.
And particularly at one San Antonio detention center. Abbott said the facility is a health and safety nightmare.
Sure.
The Biden administration is now presiding over literally the abuse of children.
Yep.
And to end it, they need to shut this facility down immediately.
Right.
But at this time, the White House press secretary says there's no plans to shut down the facility.
You know,
the hypocrisy with this is unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
When you think of the way they behaved with Trump, the pictures of the cages.
Yeah.
Which
are Obama's cages, by the way.
Right. And Biden.
And Biden.
And Ocasio-Cortez, arguing that they were drinking out of toilets, which was not true.
Right.
They were single units.
Right.
Like you see, and you see them in prisons where you've got a water fountain at the top,
and
then you have
a sink. Right.
Right.
A sink and a.
Right. Yeah. It's all. It's all there together.
It's all one unit. Right.
But they, you know, they did all that. Here we have children being sexually abused. Mm-hmm. They're unaccompanied. They're way over. I mean, they're crowded into these places. Mm-hmm. There's not enough room for them.
Sure.
And nobody's saying a darn word except for the people who are up to their necks in this mess.
Right.
Saying, you've got to stop.
Yeah. Nothing like that has ever been offered before. This is new ground. I have to give them some kudos for creativity. But I mean, 4 months.
But I mean, that's why Harris won't go down there.
Right.
Because then she can't say, you know, now she can kind of put
dumb,
her hands
right.
over her eyes and be like, oh, I didn't know.
I didn't have
I
no
had,
idea.
I had no idea.
I was talking to the leader of
right.
these countries,
I didn't know this was going on.
But look at the new Afghan that I just knitted.
I know. It's so I'm rocking the crocheting world.
Yes.
One of the Border Patrol says none of us who would have gone down there if we were going to be muzzled because they went down, you know, they went down. One of the representatives, I felt sorry for the lady. She actually talked to me about deleting a picture. By the time she got to me, all those pictures were taken. That shows you the hypocrisy. None of us would have gone down there if we were going to be muzzled.
Mm-hmm.
Who added that Border Patrol also asked that no photos be taken. They were telling us that because they had to. After the visit,
right.
This was the Republican Senator Mike Braun.
Mm-hmm.
So the Biden aide asked him to delete it.
Right.
After the visit, he wrote to President Joe Biden asking him to visit the border himself.
Mm-hmm.
He says the crisis surrounding the surge makes it morally imperative for you to see firsthand what is happening and not the sanitized version
right.
of the border tour taken by my congressional colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
Having personally been there, I can testify to this being an inhumane, unsustainable, and dangerous situation.
Right. Wow. Randy wants to check in on line one about this topic. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Hey, my thoughts on the Mr. Biden and wanting to load up government employees for 4 months.
Mm.
Now, my observation here is if we have thousands of federal employees that can take 4 months off without doing any work, we don't need them on the payrolls to begin with.
Great.
Amen.
Great deduction.
Yep.
Period.
Way to go, Randy. That's awesome.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, sir. He got to his point.
Boy, that was short and sweet, wasn't
it? Hey, Nathan, you want to check in? We got about a minute and a half. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know how they could solve the border crisis right now? Just they can get Bill Gates to get that stuff, the chemicals that they put
right.
in the airplane,
right.
and just spray our southern border. That way, maybe, you know, 1 out of 10 will be able to get through.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't think it'll work like that unless there's sun rays, but...
Well, they're very sunny people down there, very sunshiny, happy people.
You know what the sad part is, Nathan?
They would run into the chemical mist, and
right.
they would be turned away. They'd say, oh my, it looks like it's going to rain here in America. Let's go back to
Let's go
sunny.
Back. Yeah, it could be. Thanks for...
I don't know. It's better than what they've got. It's a better idea than what they've got. Hey, is he going to pay me to go down there? I'll take off work 4 months and babysit kids.
Yeah, sure.
And get... you would end up in jail. The first time some kid got sexually assaulted, you'd beat somebody up. And
yeah, you're absolutely
we'd be bailing
right,
you out.
Stay away from that whole mess, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd be... They put you under the jail, probably.
I don't know if I'd even be able to make it down there. You know, I'd probably get pulled over like our friend there by a cop on the way and
right.
Probably get sent to some little... Actually, I might go down there and they might think that I'm one of them. You have a very nice
dark complexion, Nathan,
yeah,
I have to say.
That's true.
Hey, and can I tell you, the DMV didn't get me my license yet, and it's been over 3 weeks, and I'm waiting for it in the mail, so somebody must have stole it, so I have no identification.
Jeez.
So if I get picked up along the way, you know what happened to me.
Hey, yeah, they'll give you insurance, and they'll make you a citizen, and they'll probably give you another stimulus check. Just go with
wow.
it. Go yeah, with it, my friend.
You know what? That is the best idea.
Thanks.
So maybe the Bill Gates thing isn't the best idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go undercover, hey, friend.
Can I say something about that whole thing?
We got about 15 seconds. Go.
All right. What a stupid idea for people who are tree huggers and environmentalists to spray our stratosphere with a chemical agent. I mean, have these people lost their mind? Do they not know that's the end of the world? All right.
You got it in, Nathan. Way to go, buddy. Randy and Nathan right on top of things, Janet.
I know.
Way
clear
to go,
and concise.
Guys.
You're our favorite callers.
That's right. Oh, Lordy.
We've got more headlines for you. We've got Kimberly McBroom on the way and more stories about Major the Dog.
CBS News Brief. Another night of fury in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, after a minority of people protesting the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright exchanged volleys with police. The police chief and the officer involved, who reportedly thought she was firing her taser, have resigned. Worried about blood clots because you had the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine? Here's Dr. Anthony Fauci.
This is a very rare event. It's less than one in a million. Having said that, you still want to be alert to some symptoms such as severe headache, some difficulty in movements, or some chest discomfort and difficulty breathing.
In the waters off Louisiana, a frantic search for survivors after a commercial boat capsizes.
We know that the U.S. Coast Guard and several Good Samaritan vessels responded and worked to rescue those on board, and it looks like 6 of the 18 have been recovered at last check, but the search does continue.
WWL-TV's Paul Dudley reporting from the scene. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. One person was seriously hurt in a house fire last night. Roanoke Fire EMS was called to Harrison Avenue Northwest just after 6. Crews said they had trouble getting the fire out and had to cut a hole through the roof. The cause is under investigation. A Martinsville man is under arrest in connection with a shooting that happened last Thursday. Police say they got the call about a fight with shots fired in the area of Armstead Avenue. Anthony Moore was arrested and faces 4 charges, including possession of a firearm by a violent felon. And last night, Roanoke City Schools became the latest district to announce its graduation plans. The district confirmed it'll have in-person graduations for Patrick Henry and William Fleming seniors on Friday, June 11th. The event will be held outside at the William Fleming Stadium. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
Right now from Shentel, you can get high-speed internet for as low as $20 a month for 2 months when bundled. And add on a free $50 gift card. Plus, we're including huge savings on TV and home phone. And the savings continue the more services you add. Don't forget free installation. It truly is the best time to switch and save. Act now. Get a $50 gift card free. But hurry, this unheard-of Shentel offer ends soon. So call 1-800-SHENTEL today. Restrictions and conditions apply. New customers only. Equipment taxes, surcharges, and other fees apply. Offer may expire without notice.
You've got a slick-looking, smooth-sounding motorcycle and want to keep it that way. So visit 2GoMoto.com. That's the number 2GoMoto.com. You'll find parts that fit almost any motorcycle make and model. That way you'll keep enjoying your ride, and of course you've got to look good. That's why 2GoMoto.com has comfortable, fashionable, and practical apparel. Visit 2GoMoto.com 24/7 to make sure you're enjoying your motorcycle. That's the number 2GoMoto.com.
When you make the right decision, it feels good.
Like picking the perfect accent rug.
Or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night Netflix binge.
It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too.
That's why State Farm agents Mallory Teagarden in Lynchburg
and Lori Watkins in Alta Vista
are right here to help you select the right protection at the right price. Mallory
and Lori will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens.
Just visit Mallory in Windhurst
or Lori in Alta Vista today.
Like a good neighbor,
State Farm is there.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Watts. A chance of scattered showers today. Otherwise, highs around 72 with increasing clouds. Lows at 50 tonight with a few lingering showers. Thursday, increasing sunshine. It would be blustery and much cooler. Highs only in the low 60s. Overnight lows around 40 with clear skies Thursday night. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s.
Currently 52 degrees in Roanoke and Salem, 50 in Danville, 52 in Amherst, and Bedford and in Lynchburg.
Okay. So I love seeing these stories. Roanoke Valley Junior League announces $52,000 in grants awarded. The Junior League announced that here yesterday. And these monies, Janet, will go to help focus on poverty, connecting people to their community, and to help remove these barriers that sometimes are there. And sometimes barriers are just not having the proper information about healthcare and food. The goal is to collaborate and build partnerships with people in the Roanoke Valley, connecting people to the resources that they need. So good for the Junior League and that grant of $52,000.
Well, if you are longing for a vacation, you could have an opportunity coming up. The deadline to enter the Smith Mountain Lake Getaway Sweepstakes is approaching, and you could win $2,500 worth of prizes, accommodations, boat rentals, restaurant gift certificates. The contest is meant to showcase the lake to potential visitors, as well as get everyone excited about the upcoming summer season. According to the Smith Mountain Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce, one lucky winner will be selected for a trip for two to experience the best in water activities, golf, world-class historical sites, and fabulous shopping, dining, and entertainment options. We'll have a link to how you can to fill out and join. You'll have to wait till May 17th to find out if you've won, though.
Okay, so I learned something new, like I do every day doing this show. And one of these organizations, businesses out there, it's been around. I just got drawn into the word donut. Okay.
Shocking.
So when I saw donut, I was like, I want that story.
To those of you who listen to the show, I know you're shocked by that.
Anyway, Duck Donuts to drop off pre-orders at Lynchburg Sam's Club. Now, I have to tell you, these donuts in the picture were very, very creatively decorated.
But that's what they're known for.
Yeah, I see. I didn't know that.
So you've never been to a Duck Donut?
As many donuts as I've eaten in my life, I've never known the Duck Donut. I've known the Duck Dynasty. Quack, quack. But I've not known the Duck Donut.
It's
amazing.
They're all over.
Yeah. Duck Donuts announced they'll be dropping off the pre-order donuts on April the 27th at 5 p.m. at the Sam's Club on Wards Road in Lynchburg. Now, a couple things you have to do if you want to be able to get these donuts. And I may be downloading this app after the show. Download the app. Click in the Lynchburg delivery for special instructions. It'll give it to you right there. You have to have your order in by 12 p.m. on the 26th. And then officials will bring the donuts to the Sam's Club parking lot, Ord's Road, at 5 p.m. on the 27th. And they will stay there till 6:30. And after that, they sell your donuts probably to anybody who will be willing to buy them, I guess. I don't know.
Mark.
Me. Anyway, they say when you arrive at Sam's, look for the big red tent at the back of the corner of the parking lot. I'm just saying, just... Get your sniffer ready and just follow the smells.
The only thing is, you can't be looking at this app when we're having to do other things, because you're going to get lost into all the toppings things. It could take you hours to select.
After looking at this, it would take me hours.
Oh, I know it will.
Because you can make each one different.
You may not do that until you get home.
Okay.
All right. During the Tuesday night meeting at the Pulaski County School Board, they were discussing new model guidance for the treatment of transgender students that has been handed down from the Commonwealth.
Okay.
Dr. Kevin Sires, the district superintendent, said they received a number of calls on how these policies are to be implemented. They say school leaders are just now getting their hands on the new guidance. A public hearing is going to be held in a few months where parents can weigh in on the policies that will be adopted for the Pulaski County School District. So if you are a parent in that district, you need to make sure that you're aware of that public hearing that will be coming your way.
Yeah. Got to get involved.
You do.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Because we see how that's impacting particularly female students.
Yeah, with sports and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even the gym.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Locker
room.
Just that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just can't.
And all the schools are going to have, as if they don't have enough to deal with during a pandemic.
Right, exactly. You just throw
all
this crap
Governor in
there.
Thanks, Governor Northam.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Can't wait for that guy to be gone. My goodness.
Yeah, well, he can't be soon enough. But he's doing as much destruction as he can before he leaves.
Speaking of, we have, I got a text yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think I forwarded it to you. So what we're going to talk about just for a second here is that Pete Snyder, his campaign for governor, will be hosting a meet and greet in Lynchburg on Thursday, tomorrow.
That's tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. At La Villa Italian Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love me La Villa. They've got the amazing lasagna over there, I'm telling you. Anyway, I just get distracted
by food. Look, squirrel.
Anyway, it's going to be at 12 o'clock. If you'd like to meet Pete Snyder, who's running for governor, check it out. Go over to La Villa Italian Restaurant, Timberlake Road, 12 p.m. tomorrow. And, well, it says if you'd like to stop by and meet, you need RSVP. Yeah. So if you need that information, we'll give it to you.
Right.
Okay. I sent it to you.
And you'll be going, hi, Pete. I'm just here for the lasagna.
Yeah. Hi,
nice
Pete.
Choice,
excuse me.
By the way.
Can I have one of those? They have those garlic bread rolls. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Pete. I need another roll.
Jeez.
But I'm on the roll.
I'm going to have to
The roll's called up yonder, I'll be there at La Villa. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, it just came out.
Can you hear a face palm on the radio? I don't know if you can or not.
Oops.
Kara,
I actually was helping you.
Kara, I need to calm him down. I don't really know how. See, I'm going to send you to the same trainee that they're going to send Major to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The dog.
Major the dog apparently is having to undergo additional training.
Now, this is Joe's dog.
Yes.
Our president.
Well, the younger of the two. They
right,
have two.
Right. Okay.
Apparently, Major will undergo, quote, additional training.
Re-education camps.
Yes. As he tries to adjust to life in the White House,
right.
A spokesperson has said. Mm-hmm. First Lady Jill Biden's press secretary said that Major would be going off-site for his training.
Oh, gosh. Not the off-site, please.
I know. The off-site
You know
private.
Where they should send him? Off-site to your house. And let them play with your dogs.
They could send them to my house.
That would be a treat.
Yeah, because he'd be happy and wouldn't bite anybody. The off-site private training will take place in the D.C. area. It's expected to last a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Major, who is a German Shepherd, has had a couple of unfortunate situations.
Mm-hmm.
He has bitten employees on two occasions, mm-hmm. a Secret Service employee,
right.
And then he nipped an employee on the South Lawn.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington, D.C. observes strict dog bite laws. The one bite rule dictates if the dog bites someone after he has already shown it will bite someone, there's presumed negligence on the owner of the dog. Oh, there's negligence.
I can see the perp walking Biden out, you know, taking him to the dog pound.
Of course, the press secretary referred to the incident as minor.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It only drew blood.
Yeah.
Only 8 stitches.
Isn't it interesting that his name is Major? But it's just a minor incident.
Right, exactly.
Davis Cooper, a personal injury lawyer, suggests that Major may need complete isolation until it's determined if he's safe to be around other people.
Right.
Typically, homeowners insurance will cover that, but I don't know.
I got bit by a German Shepherd as a kid, so I can identify with the Secret Service.
Here's the thing. And you said you saw an interview.
Oh, yeah, with Caesar,
the dog whisperer.
Is it Milan?
Yeah. About this.
He said the problem's not the dog. It's the problem is the people in the White House.
That they need to adjust to the dog. But here's the thing, though. This is completely the wrong dog for this lifestyle.
Okay.
Those who have German Shepherds know that you have to be, they need a certain environment. They need to be exercised a ton.
Right.
They're a working class dog.
They're kind of a free range dog, too.
And
they love to run.
They're very, very, very intelligent,
mm-hmm.
which can be detrimental to you.
Okay.
Because they are so smart.
Their IQ is higher than mine, probably.
Well, it's certainly higher than the president's. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. So here's the thing.
Sorry.
They chose the wrong dogs.
Right.
That's not the right dog for them.
Was a Cocker Spaniel, was that what Bush had? Some kind of a...
Well, I'm telling you, Cocker Spaniels can be a little nippy, too.
Really? Yeah, okay.
But you have to pick... If you're thinking about... And more people are getting dogs now than ever before,
right.
which I think is great.
Sure.
But you need to make sure that you know the breed of dog.
Right.
For your lifestyle.
Right.
And, you know, I get so sick of pitties getting bullied because a pit is a great dog.
My wife's listening.
If
I'm going to get a text.
If it's in the right mm-hmm. environment.
Right. Yeah,
and that
sure.
breed has gotten bullied so badly.
Yeah. Just because of the dog fighting and all that
right,
stuff.
Right. Because,
yeah.
because they're, but pitties are people pleasers
mm-hmm.
and they want you, they want to make you happy
mm-hmm.
and you know, they're going to do. And I've had pits, some of the sweetest dogs you'll ever have.
Right.
But if you are going to pick out a dog, you need to take into consideration several things.
Mm-hmm.
You need to think about the lifestyle.
Okay.
If you like being outdoors, if you're going to be outdoors, mm-hmm. if you're on the go, if this dog needs to be on the go all the time, mm-hmm. you need to make sure that suits.
Mm-hmm.
Like a physically active dog, like a Dalmatian.
Right.
Dogs that need exercise.
Mm-hmm.
A German Shepherd is like that.
Right.
As well. Some dogs are better around children than other dogs.
Right.
Are. You need to know about that. Your living situation. Are you in the city or are you in the country? Are they going to have chances to be out and walk around, or do mm-hmm. they need to be pretty chill and
right.
then just walk periodically? Are you willing to pay for grooming?
Right. True. Or, yeah, that's all part of it.
Or do you need a dog that doesn't have to be groomed?
Mm-hmm.
Look, my dogs get haircuts more often than I do.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to.
Ours just got groomed.
Now, and our dogs are hyperallergenic
mm-hmm.
because they have more like human-like hair.
Right.
And that's great for allergies,
sure.
but it's not great for your pocketbook because
right.
it's expensive.
Sure.
And if you have allergies, you got to take that into consideration.
Yeah. Got to get their glands milked, right. all that stuff.
You had to go there.
Well, it's...
You just had to go there. Shut up. Stop talking.
Okay.
Stop talking. Affordability.
Okay.
The cost of a dog is, you know, can you afford the upkeep of the dog?
Sure.
Can you afford to take him to the vet and mm-hmm. do the training that needs to be done? You need to calculate that.
Yeah,
and
their
then
nails have to get done. If mm-hmm. it's that type dog, yeah.
And their teeth. That's the health of a dog.
Right.
And then temperament. Purebred dogs will normally exhibit the same traits as other dogs in their breed.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed breeds, you know, can be a little bit more of a mixed bag.
Right.
Choosing a dog, especially one intended for your children, should be a dog that, you know, that you really take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all these great, there's these great options online
right.
where you can go and you can fill out a survey
mm-hmm.
about your life
mm-hmm.
and it will offer you breed suggestions.
Right.
And that's a great thing, too.
I swear, as much as we talk about dogs, we need to have some kind of a veterinarian sponsor.
Yeah, we do.
Animal hospital. If you're listening out there and you're part of some organization, please
mm-hmm.
help this small business and we'll help your small business. Because we love our animals. I mean, we talk about them.
Yeah.
I mean, this is good information, though, in all honesty, because, like you said, it's
yeah.
potentially the wrong breed that the president has.
Teresa sent us a picture uh-huh. of a pit of a little tiny girl literally sleeping on top of a pit bull. And they're that kind of dog.
Yeah.
They just are.
Mm-hmm.
They're the most amazing dogs.
Yeah.
So,
I told you if my wife was listening, I'd be in trouble.
All these dogs Gosh. Need exercise except Dachshunds.
She wants a pit bull.
I'm not reading that.
My wife wants a pit bull, and we can't have one with Oliver. He will not allow.
You need a Staffy.
My 5-pound dog will not allow a 50-pound dog in the house.
You need a blue and white Staffy.
A Staffy? What's
a Staffordshire that? Bull Terrier. They are the cutest dogs.
They
are the sweetest dogs.
Are they willing to be abused by a dog that's a fraction of their size?
Sort of. That Tanky, that's what Tank was.
Well,
and he was just the most laid-back dog on the planet.
Bring Tank by the house sometime. And let's just see
how
Oliver does.
Oh my gosh, Teresa, your granddaughter is absolutely gorgeous, as is that pity.
Mm.
Don't bully the pities. Stop doing it. All right, we'll be back with more. Oh, they're great dogs.
Well, they
people
are. They
just,
are. They are.
People are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the dogs. It's the people. Almost always.
I know. I know.
Sir.
Okay. All right. We're going to go.
Hashtag stop bullying Major. Hashtag stand up for Major. Hashtag Major bite Bill.
You want answers?
Then you found the right choice.
The Pitbull Station.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
Hey, Trace, is that a Youngkin for Governor yard sign?
Yep. Campaign dropped it off on Monday. You know, I saw Glenn on Fox Business. He's a self-made man. Worked his way up to lead a major company.
An actual outsider. That's refreshing.
I know. He'll stand up to big tech companies and use his 30-year business experience to make Virginia the best place to live, work, and raise a family.
Okay. A real conservative. Who can win? Sounds like what we need.
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I paid for this ad.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans. With all the talk about today's low interest rates, you may have wondered whether now might be a good time for you to refinance your home loan. If so, I would love to talk with you about it and discover how I can best help you. I'll create an in-depth analysis for you, comparing your current loan to several refinance options and taking into consideration your long and short-term plans. Then I'll make recommendations to you as to what I believe the best solution would be to accomplish your goals. I have more than 20 years experience helping people obtain the best home loan possible, and I would love to help you too. Ready to explore your options? Then visit our website at lynchburglender.com to connect with me online, or you can call or text me directly at 434-238-8984. Again, that's online at lynchburglender.com, or call or text me at 434-238-8984.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258, Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
People all over Virginia are winning print and play faster than you can save $45.8 million, which is exactly how much players have won last year playing print and play games. From the mountains to the coast and everywhere in between, players are winning instant prizes with print and play games, including rolling jackpots. Could you be Virginia's next big winner? Pick up your own print and play game today. For print and play game information, visit VALottery.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we see our customers as more than just customers. They're neighbors. When you switch to U.S. Cellular, you can get the new Samsung Galaxy S21 5G for free with no hidden requirements. As a neighbor, you deserve it. U.S. Cellular. America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
U.S. Cellular is America's locally grown wireless. Visit DJ Electronics, a U.S. Cellular authorized agent, located at 14805 Forest Road in Forest.
Join us every Friday morning on the Virginia Talk Radio Network as we bring you the Community Spotlight, brought to you by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
The Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is proud to have been able to present grants to local nonprofits since 1972. This year alone, we will provide over $2 million in grant money to around 175 deserving organizations.
The Community Spotlight, Friday mornings right here on this Virginia Talk Radio Network station.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Ain't nothing like the
.753, honoring Motown, Berry Gordy started that great record company. Hitsville was the name on the front of the building, the museum, I guess. But boy, the music they put out was just so timely.
Mm-hmm. And it's just as good today as it was then. And even my kids love it.
Yeah.
Hey, keep our studio line number handy. Many of you have been calling in, and we love that. 434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776. We would love to hear from you. Loving those pity pictures that I've been getting in, and we're I'm also like conspiring with your wife. I'm sending I'm sending her pictures of blue and white pitties. They're so beautiful. Well,
I want a pit bull.
She's on the line. She's commenting. It's Ruth Ann. Hey. Good morning.
Hi. How folks are doing today?
Doing great.
I didn't finish my sentence. That's so funny. I just laugh at myself all the time now. How is everybody doing today?
We're great.
We're doing good. It's doing better now that you called.
I love the doggy subject. You know, I have two Friday night specials.
What does that mean?
Well, the mother jumped the fence.
Oh.
I was told that Pooh Bear was a chihuahua. Mama jumped the fence. He's a Yorkie.
Oh, my.
And Miss Peaches is a Yorkie up front. I don't know what the back is.
No wonder my Yorkies loved you so much.
I love them, too. And my dogs, when I got home, I had so much love. I didn't take a shower. I said, just go ahead, climb all over me and everything. And then Pooh Bear looked at me and says, uh-huh, you've been somewhere where there's some other puppies. I said, yes, Mommy has to go out and, you know, get out and about and everything. And there will be other little fur babies. So get over it.
Yeah, my Winston loved you.
I said, uh-huh. I'm going to live at another house.
There you go. Oh, my gosh.
So they stop wide-eyed and they look at me. Mm. Now, as far as the crochet lady, she better watch out because she can get a trigger finger. You know, she don't like guns. I got a trigger finger. I crochet so much.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That could be dangerous.
So I can't crochet anymore. So she better watch out. Just what she doesn't like, she might get a trigger finger.
Mm. Oh, dear.
Your subjects yesterday was spot on. I'm enjoying the show each and every day. And what's his name? Salty. You know, Salty, you're listening out there. You know, you and I bumped shoulders together at the dinner table. Easter, you didn't sing to me.
You're in trouble, Salty. You're in trouble.
Ate most of the banana pudding.
He did. That's why.
And then you pushed it back over and you said you can finish that. Well, I do like leftovers, so, but I wanted more on the plate. Next time I see you,
oh boy,
you and I going to have to get together, and we're going to have to sing to each other. How about that?
Oh, that ought to be good. Somebody needs to roll
tape like
on that.
I'd like to host that gathering.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah,
so
we'll have to do that.
Practice a little bit talking again.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have a nice day.
Hey, you
it's
too, Ruth
Ann. Cloudy here in Madison Heights.
Okay.
But the allergies and me are just going everywhere.
Wow.
And I don't know if this young man is listening. Maybe he's from another state. But the other day, the Navy Federal gentleman that I talked to on the telephone, he sent me a bouquet of flowers.
Oh, my goodness. That is sweet.
Yes. I had to call in and, let him know about Vern, and he sent me the most beautiful. His name is Seth.
Okay.
A bouquet of flowers. I'm allergic to flowers. Vernon couldn't give me flowers. But I'm sneezing, and they're in the kitchen.
Okay.
And when I go in the kitchen, no, I don't wear a mask. I'm going to sneeze and enjoy them.
Enjoy
Wasn't
them.
Wasn't that wonderful?
Well, bless your heart.
That's a very, very sweet.
That's a great story.
Yes.
That's a good feeling story today.
Yeah.
I'm going to let y'all go now back to your job.
Okay.
I can talk all day now. I'm getting good at it.
That's good.
Yes, you
we
are.
We love it. We love it, and we love you. Have a great day, Ruth Ann.
Bye-bye.
Hey,
she's
Colt,
so adorable.
Come on up to this other microphone, Colt, because, you're one of our... You're one of our commercial underwriters, and he brought us breakfast.
He's one of our favorite people for multiple reasons.
Yeah, we have computer issues.
We always appreciate the fact that every single supporter that we have of the radio station is extremely valuable to us, and so we appreciate that. But also, just having a go-to guy when we're dealing with computer messes.
I love the name of his company. We Fix Stupid Computers.
Oh, my word.
Colt has stopped by and brought us coffee and a bagel of some sort. He didn't.
Yummo.
He did not, he didn't.
Well, we're talking advertisement. I can't talk on an empty stomach. There's no way, not this hour.
That's funny. Hey, one of the things that we were talking about is we were talking about how, it's spring cleaning and everybody's kind of getting everything like all cleaned up. And we also did a story about how you need to spring clean and get yourself together as far as your electronics. Everybody's doing everything online. Can you stick around and talk to us about that?
Sure.
We'd love to talk about that and how people can get themselves in better shape as far as all things computer related, because people are using their computers more than they ever have before.
Sure.
Yeah,
have.
We're seeing a lot of people bringing in old equipment that they just don't need anymore. And then sometimes we can find a home for it. We deal with a lot of senior folks.
Okay.
And underprivileged folks who sometimes need a computer. We can get it that way to them like that. So,
all right. Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Right now, we got your headlines at the top of the hour. I'm Janet Rose.
I'm Mark Lamb. Welcome to the Morning Jam on this Wednesday. CBS News is next.